Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be here again another Saturday, bringing forth the Word of God to God's people. God is doing a great work during this time, and I believe we're going to see a great revival soon. Revival comes through running back to God's words, hiding His words in our hearts that we will not sin against Him. And there is also going to be a spiritual awakening, because the world will be awakened to righteousness when they see the church walking in righteousness. So we give God thanks for His words, and we are excited about the Word of God, because the Word is spirit and it is life. The Word brings life to us, people of God. It doesn't matter how depressed we are or downcast. The Word brings life. It lifts us up and gives us hope. Let us come to understand that Jesus Christ Himself is the Word, and He is our hope. So we thank God for His words this evening, and I'm excited to bring forth the Word. We continue in the epistles of John, and we are in chapter 2 now. We're going to start chapter 2 of 1 John chapter 2. So we'll be doing 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, but right now we are in 1 John. Last week we did chapter 1, and this week we'll be going into chapter 2 of 1 John. Let us pray before we begin. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We just thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your mercies and Your love and Your grace, which You have bestowed upon us daily. Oh God, we thank You that it is You who give us life. So we give You praise, we give You glory, we give You honor. We thank You for Your word, which is alive and active. Oh God, Your word which go forth and pierce the hearts of men, bringing forth change. Lord, we look to You today, and we just thank You for Your word that is coming to us during this season. And we pray that we will not be forgetful hearers, but we will be doers of Your word. Help us to hide these words in our hearts, that we will not sin against You. Help us, oh God, to know that Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Because of Your word, O God, we will not stumble, but we will walk in the light, O God, walking in the direction that You have shown us, so that we will bring honor to Your name. Lord, we praise You and we lift You up and we honor You. And we thank You, mighty God, that You are in control and we need not be afraid, but rest solely upon Your word. Lord, we bless You and we give You praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we continue in chapter 2 of 1 John. Verse 1 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." John referring to those under his spiritual care as little children. This denotes a feeling of tenderness towards these people, and that they might have been even some immature believers there. So John was so tender-hearted towards them. He called them little children. He was writing to them to remind them not to practice sin. But if they sin, they have an advocate, a go-between, a mediator with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. People of God, we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, who is touched with all that we go through. He was tested like we are tested here on earth, yet He couldn't sin because He is God. But He has given us access to come to Him. He said we must come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. People of God, as John was saying to this audience at this time, that if any man sin, you have an advocate. We also must come to understand that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the righteous one, people of God. So we can only rest in his righteousness. When we come to accept him as Lord and Savior, he has put on his cloak of righteousness on us. But that cloak of righteousness has given us that authority and that power to live righteously here on earth, to live without sin. Sin has no more dominion over us. When he went to that cross, when he died, when he rose from the dead, and when he ascended on high, people of God, he has given us that power, that authority, that we can live free from sin. But if we sin, let us run to him, knowing that he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 2 of 1 John chapter 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. He is our covering. He is our atonement. His sacrifice on the cross satisfies the righteous requirement of God the Father. This makes forgiveness possible to everyone who put their trust in Jesus. So when we put our trust in Jesus, we put in our trust in who he is. He is God. He is that perfect God-man. He is God. He is the only one that could pay that ultimate price for us. So we put our trust in who he is and what he has done for us at the cross. We put our trust in who our God is. He is God, he is King, he is our great high priest. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he has paid the ultimate price for us. He has redeemed us with his precious blood. And because of that, we are called children of God, and he has given us access through his blood into the throne room of Abba Father. So today we can run to Abba through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, calling out to Abba, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And because Jesus has become that propitiation for us, the Father is satisfied with that sacrifice that Christ made for us. And he's willing and ready to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 3 of 1 John chapter 2. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. What John was saying here, this is how we know that we know Christ, if we obey his commandments. This is how we know. We can't be just going around saying that we are of Christ and we don't have that assurance of who we are in him. He said, this is how we know that we know Christ. Do we truly know him? This is how we know. John is showing us plainly now. This is how we know if we obey his commandments. Someone might ask this question, what is Jesus' commandment? John 13:34 tells us, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He repeated it. This is Jesus' commandment to us, to love one another as he loves us. One might be asking, how did he love us? And people of God, we have to remember that he loves us unconditionally. He loves us unconditionally. Romans 5:8 tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still in our sinful state, Christ died for us. He didn't wait and to see if we were going to try to clean up a little. But he died for us in our sinful state, in our messed up state. He died for us. So his love is unconditional. So we are to love like that, people of God. We can't be waiting until people change to show love to them. But we have to show love to them while they are still in their sinful state. We have to show the love of Christ, that they will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. Christ loves us sacrificially. John 15:13 tells us that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. People of God, no one took Jesus' life from him. He laid it down for us. His death was a sacrificial death for us. He is the Lamb of God that has taken away the sins of the world. So he came to die a sacrificial death for us. And people of God, we have to understand that so that we can walk each day in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. John 10:11 said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He is the one that gave up his life for us. No man took his life from him. He gave it up for us. Love is giving. Because of his love for us, he sacrificed his own life because he take it up again. He has the power to take it up again. So he sacrificed his life for us. He loves us with pure motives. He loves us with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, he has drawn us to himself. We want to love like Jesus loved. We want to love unconditionally. We want to love sacrificially. We want to love with pure motives, with no strings attached. We don't want to give and looking back for something. That's not love. We want to give looking for nothing in return. People of God, God is calling us to lay up treasures in heaven. When we do all these good deeds and when we love God's people unconditionally, sacrificially, and with pure motives, we have a great account in heaven. A great account when our Lord will say to us on that day, well done, good and faithful servant, because we have been walking according to his word. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. John was saying that if we say we know Christ, if we say we have a relationship with him and do not practice his commandment, we are liars and the truth is not in us. God's word is truth, people of God, and God's word has to be in us. It has to find a place in our hearts to stay so that we can practice his words. There has to be good ground for that word to fall and to stay and to germinate and to bring forth righteous fruits. We have to ask the Lord to help us to clear the ground of our hearts so that we, that word will find that good ground and the truth of God's word will be found in us. We want to be people who are living a productive Christian life, bearing the fruits of the Spirit, bringing others into the fold because of the love that we show one for another. People will be attracted to us when we start to show love, people of God. Let us love one another. And let us know who God is and practice his commandment. We can't say we know him and we're not practicing what he tells us to do. We don't want to become liars in the kingdom. But the word tells us that no liar will enter into God's kingdom. So let us go forth. And if we realize that we are not practicing the truth, confess to God and he will help us. He will help us to fix that problem, whatever it is. Verse 5 of 1 John chapter 2. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Whosoever keeps God's word, whosoever hides God's word in his heart, the psalmist said, I will hide your word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. So whosoever hides God's word in his heart, truly the love of God is completed or is matured in him. That word perfected means completed or matured in him. This is how we know that we are in fellowship with him. This is how we know that we are in fellowship with God, when we are walking according to his word, when we have the love of God perfected in us, are matured in us, then at that time we are truly walking in fellowship with God. Verse 6 of 1 John chapter 2. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Those that say that they are in a relationship with Christ are to live like Christ lived. They are to demonstrate the love of Christ in their everyday life. So if we say we are in a relationship with Christ, we are Christians, oh yes. But we are to live like Christ. We are to demonstrate that love that Christ demonstrated in our everyday life. Not sometimes, people of God. The Lord is calling to be us to be consistent in loving one another. We don't love this person today and tomorrow. We don't love them because they didn't do what we want them to do. We want to love unconditionally. We want to love sacrificially. We want to love with pure motives, not expecting anything in return. Verse 7 of 1 John chapter 2. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which we had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. John was saying that he was not writing any new commandment to the brethren, but an old commandment which was from the beginning. The old commandment is the word to love God and to love people. Deuteronomy 6:5 reminds us to love the Lord God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Leviticus 19:18 tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And Jesus repeated this commandment in Matthew 22:37-39. Loving the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. People of God, we are called to love God and to love people. Verse 8 of 1 John chapter 2. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Again, John spoke about the new commandment that Jesus spoke about, to love one another as he loved us. Christ in us can bring forth the expression of his unconditional love in us. The darkness is past, people of God. We no longer live in sin. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God's only Son, God's dear Son. So we are not in darkness anymore. The darkness is past. We are no longer living in sin. Those that have put their trust in Christ, the true light now shines through us. Are we truly trusting Christ? Are we true believers in Christ Jesus? Are we true believers? We want to be true believers of Jesus Christ. We want to love like he loves. We want to demonstrate his love in our everyday life. But as we yield to the Holy Spirit power in our lives, as we yield to him, we will come to that place of loving like Jesus says we are to love. He is the one who loves through us. But we have to give him that way. Give way to him to love through us. People of God, it should be a desire of each and every one of us to take heed to the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. So we can't say we love Jesus and we're not loving his people. That is not true. That wouldn't be true at all if we say we love Jesus and not loving his people. So we have to truly demonstrate that love for his people that we confess that we have for him. Verse 9 of 1 John chapter 2. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. John was making it clear to his audience at that time. And the same word applies to us right now, people of God. That he that says that he is in fellowship with God and hates his brother is still living in sin and is not in fellowship with God. People of God, the word of God is coming to us very clearly. And it is showing us up. Showing us that if we say that we are in the light, we are in fellowship with God, and we hate our brother, we are still in sin, still in darkness. Even until this point, we are still in darkness. And God's light is not in us. We want to be in fellowship with God. People of God, God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. So if we find ourselves hating our brothers, then we are in darkness. There's no two way about it. We are in darkness. We are still living in sin. And we are not in fellowship with God. God is calling the church. God is calling his people into fellowship with him. He's calling us to draw nigh to him. And he will draw nigh to us. We can't stay in darkness. Or we will continue to stumble. But we have to allow the light of God's word to lead and to guide us. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path. Wherever he takes us, his word will guide us. His word will keep us in fellowship with him. We want to remain in fellowship with him. We want to walk in truth. We want to love one another as Christ has called us to love. Verse 10 of 1 John chapter 2. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. John was saying that he that demonstrates love to his brother lives in the light. This person lives in fellowship with God. And there is no occasion in which this person will fall. There is no occasion where this person will depart from the faith. Because this person walks in the light. This person is walking in fellowship with God. So God is saying to us today, people of God, as his people, We are to demonstrate love to one another. We are to live in the light of his word. We are to live in fellowship with God daily. And there is no way we're going to fall. There is no way we will depart from the faith if we are walking in fellowship with God. We want to walk in the light of his word. We want to be obedient to the word. We don't want just to be hearers of the word and proclaimers of the word, but not living the word. We want to live it. We want to show Christ's light wherever we go. John 8:12 says, "Then speaks Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." People of God, we want to walk in fellowship with Jesus daily. We want to follow him. We truly want to be followers of Jesus Christ. Not walking in darkness, but walking in the light of life. We want to be people who demonstrate God's love to one another, walking in holiness, walking in godliness, showing forth his glory and his praise. Verse 11 of 1 John chapter 2 says, "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." People of God, his word is telling us today that if we hate our brother, we are living in sin. And we don't know where we're going. We have no assurance of our eternal home, because the sin of hatred has blinded our vision. People of God, this is serious. Let us come to know and understand that we are called to love one another. We are called to that high place of loving one another as Christ loved us, unconditionally, sacrificially, with pure motives, giving without expecting anything in return. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher. Let us hear his word and purpose in our hearts to live his word. Because he said, if we hate our brothers, we are still in darkness. We don't want to walk in darkness. We're going to stumble if we continue to walk in darkness. We want to walk in the light of his word, bringing honor and glory to his name. God bless you here this afternoon. We'll continue next week in 1 John chapter 2. And may God continue to bless us all as we hear his word, that we will not be forgetful hearers, but doers of his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your word, which has come forth to your people. Father God, we thank you, O God, that you have prepared the hearts to receive this word. And we pray in the name of Jesus, we will, O God, see the fruits of righteousness that will be produced from this word. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. But we thank you that you are a God who is always working in the lives of your people. And we look to you by faith this evening, honoring and glorifying you, because you are God and you are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you for your word again to your people. And may your blessings continually be upon us as we look to you by faith and give thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida.